Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, The Lord Slays the King of the Demons. Today we're reading text 54, 55, and 56. 54 and 55 don't have any purports, so I'll read them by myself, and then we'll chant together text 56, which is on the board. So text 54. Sri Vaitalika Uchu Sabasu Satreshu Tavamalam Yasho Gitva Saparyam Mahatim Labhamahe Yamtam Anaishit Vasham Esha Durjano Dvishtya Hataste Bhagavan Yata Maya. Translation: the inhabitants of Vaitalika Loka said, "Dear Lord, because of chanting your spotless glories in great assemblies and arenas of sacrifice, we were accustomed to great respect from everyone. This demon, however, usurped that position. Now, to our great fortune, you have killed this great demon exactly as one cures a chronic disease." Text 55. Sri Kinara Uchu Vayam Isha Kinara Ganas Tavanuga Tite Jena Vishtim Munanukaritaha Bhavata Hare Savrijina Vashadito Narasinghanata Vibhavaya No Bhava. Translation: the Kinnara said, "O Supreme Controller, we are ever existing servants of your lordship. But instead of rendering service to you, we were engaged by this demon in his service, constantly and without remuneration. This sinful man has now been killed by you. Therefore, O Lord Nrisimhadev, our master, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Please continue to be our patron." So today's verse, please repeat: Shri Vishnu Parshada Uchahu Adyeta Dadi Nara Rupam Adbhutam Te Tristam Na Sharnada Sarva Loka Sharma So Yam Te Vidikara Isha Vipra Shaptas Tasyedam Nidanam Anugrahaya Vidmaha. Sri Vishnu Parshada Uchu Adyetad Hari Nararupam Adbhutam Te Tristam Nasharana Da Sarvaloka Sharma So yam te vidi kara isha viprasaptas tas yedam nidanam anugrahaya vidmaha. Shri Vishnu Parshada Uchu Adyeta Hari Nararupa Madhutam Te Dristam Nasharana Dasarva Loka Sharma Soyam Te Vidi Kara Isha Vipra Shaptas Tasyedam Nidanam Anugrahaya Vidmaha Shri Vishnu Parshada Uchu Adyetad Hari Nararupam Adbhutam Te Dristam Nasharana Dasarva Loka Sharma Soyam Te Vidikara Isha Viprasaptas Tasyedam Nidanam Anugrahaya Vidmaha Shri Vishnu Parshada Uchu Adetam Hari Nara Rupam Adbhutam Te Tristavna Sharanam Sarvaloka Sharmaha Soyam Tividikara Isavipasaptas Tasyedam Nidanam Anugahaya Vidmaha Shri Vishnu Parshada Uchu Advaita Mari Nararupa Madhutam Te Dristam Nasharana Da Sarvaloka Sharmaha Soyam Tini Hangarav Vipashaptas Tasyedam Nidana Magahaya Vidmaha Vaishnavis. Shri Vishna Parshada Uchu. Adyetad Hari Nararupam Adbhutam Te. Dristam Nasharanada Sarvaloka Sharma. Soyam te vidikara se vipta shaptas. Tasyedam nidanam anugrahaya vidmaha. Shri Vishnu Parashada Uchu. The associates of Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha Loka said, Adya, today, etat, this, Harinara, of half lion and half human being, Rupam, form, Adbhutam, very wonderful, Te, your, Dristam, seen, Naha, of us, Sharanada, the everlasting bestower of shelter. Sarvaloka Sharma, which brings good fortune to all the various planets. Saha, he, I am this, Te, of your lordship, Vidikaraha, order carrier, servant, Isha, O Lord, Viprashaptaha, being cursed by the Brahmanas. Tasya, of him. Idam, this. Nidanam, killing. Anugrahaya, for the special favor. Vidmaha, we understand. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The associates of Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha offered this prayer. O Lord, our supreme giver of shelter, today we have seen your wonderful form as Lord Nrisimhadev, meant for the good fortune of all the world. O Lord, we can understand that Hiranyakashipu was the same Jai who engaged in your service but was cursed by Brahmanas and who thus received the body of a demon. We understand that his having now been killed is your special mercy upon him. Please repeat. The associates of Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha offered this prayer. O Lord, our supreme giver of shelter, today we have seen your wonderful form as Lord Nrisimhadev, meant for the good fortune of all the world. O Lord, we can understand that Hiranyakashipu was the same Jai who engaged in your service but was cursed by Brahmanas and who thus received the body of a demon. We understand that his having now been killed is your special mercy upon him. Purport. Hiranyakashipu's coming to this earth and acting as the Lord's enemy was prearranged. Jai and Vijai were cursed by the Brahmanas Shanaka, Sanat Kumara, Sanandana, and Sanatana, because Jai and Vijai checked these four Kumaras. The Lord accepted this cursing of his servants and agreed that they would have to go to the material world and would then return to Vaikuntha after serving the term of the curse. Jai and Vijai were very much perturbed, but the Lord advised them to act as his enemies, for then they would return after three births. Otherwise, ordinarily, they would have to take seven births. With this authority, Jai and Vijai acted as the Lord's enemies. And now these two were dead. All the Vishnu Dutas understood that the Lord's killing of Hiranyakashipu was special mercy bestowed upon them. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the seventh canto, eighth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Lord Nrisimhadev Slays the King of the Demons. Om Gyanam Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktarinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the verse again, the associates of Lord Vishnu and Vaikuntha offered this prayer. O Lord, our supreme giver of shelter, today we have seen your wonderful form as Lord Nrsingadev, meant for the good fortune of all the world. O Lord, we can understand that Hiranyakashipu was the same Jai who engaged in your service, but was cursed by Brahmanas and who thus received the body of a demon. We understand that his having now been killed is your special mercy upon him. So I was just in Sri Mayapur Dham, and in Sri Mayapur Dham there's one place called Nrsingapalli, which is mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his book Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmyam. And it said that after killing Hiranyakashipu, Nrsingadev came to this place to take a bath in the Mandakini River, which is no longer actually flowing. There's just some remnants of it there now. But there is a temple which the devotees visit during their Navadvip Dham parikrama. And, you know, this temple was restored by ISKCON. It was kind of in a damaged state, but the ISKCON devotees restored it. So it's an interesting place. In these verses, in this chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're seeing how different categories of living entities are offering their prayers to Lord Nrsingadev. And there are Kinaras and Kimpurushas and the inhabitants of so many different planetary systems, not just coming from, you know, this, from different places on this Earth planet. So the Vedic universe is populated by all kinds of living beings. You know, it's stated in the Padma Purana that actually there are 400,000 human-like forms scattered throughout the universe. And of course, beyond the material universe, there are the Vaikuntha planets. And here in this text 56, we're hearing how even the associates of Lord Vishnu from the Vaikuntha planets have come to offer their prayers to Lord Nrsingadev. So they're from beyond this universe. They're of a different category. And Jai and Vijay were originally of that same category, associates of Lord Vishnu in the Vaikuntha planets. But within this material world, you know, there are different categories of beings. You know, there's Brahma Loka, where Lord Brahma resides. You know, he's the chief demigod, and he has a very long lifetime. His lifetime can hardly be calculated in terms of our understanding. You know, on this Earth planet in the Kali Yuga, we human beings live less than 100 years. 100 years is pretty much the maximum. And because the Kali Yuga has been progressing, you know, the age progressively decreases. So now, you know, the average person is lucky if they live to be 70 or 80 of our years. So many of us are coming to the end of our quota. But Lord Brahma, you know, he lives for an unimaginable period of time. One of his days lasts 8,640,000,000 years. That's one of his days. It's a his day is called a kalpa, the day of Brahma. And the full day of Brahma is a day of Brahma plus a night of Brahma. You know, the day of Brahma, the kalpa, lasts 4,320,000,000 years. And the night of Brahma, 4,320,000,000 years. So altogether, it's 8,640,000,000 years. And that's just one day of his time. And then he lives 100 years of that time. So if you take 8,640,000,000, multiply it by 360, and then multiply it again by 100, that is a lifetime of Lord Brahma, and it comes out to be over 300 trillion years. And then he has a body that, you know, Srila Prabhupada explains that, you know, these higher beings who exist in the planets of the demigods, you know, they have bodies made of subtle, you know, material elements, not gross material elements like we have. So there are different categories of these living entities that exist on different levels. You know, there are different types of, you know, demigods, and they're, you know, they've been mentioned in this chapter. So it's quite a different picture of the universe than we get from modern science. As far as modern science is concerned, they're just atoms floating around in outer space. You know, it's not inhabited. Although, you know, sometimes, you know, they talk about maybe the possibility that there might be some other life forms out there. You know, their general picture is that the only life that we really know about is life on Earth. But the whole universe, according to the Vedic literature, is inhabited. And it's the source of it all. You know, according to modern science, everything is just coming from nothing, you know, they think. It just pops out of what they call the quantum mechanical vacuum. But in the Bhagavad Gita, we learn Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo, matah sarvam pravartate. Everything is coming not from some void, but from me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Eko Bahunam Yo Vididati Kaman. There are all kinds of eternal, conscious, living entities, Krishna explains, but among all of them, he is the Supreme. He is the one who is supporting all of the others. So he supports some of these eternal living entities in the spiritual world. There are millions of Vaikuntha planets, uncounted Vaikuntha planets, where Lord Narayan exists with his different categories of devotees who are in the mood of awe and reverence. And then among all these spiritual planets, there's Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna exists in his two-arm form as Krishna and enjoys loving relationships with his eternal associates that are devoid of this awe and reverence. There is spontaneous loving affection between Krishna, cowherd boys, cowherd girls, cows, trees, all different kinds of living entities. So that is said to be three-fourths of the whole cosmic manifestation, the spiritual world where Krishna is existing in his various expansions with his eternal associates and the Vaikuntha lokas. But then some of the living entities are not fit to exist in that spiritual part of reality. Krishna Bahir Mukahana Boga Vanchakare Nikatashta Mai Tare Chapatiyatare. If there are souls who have turned their face from Krishna, Krishna Bahir Mukha, then they are captured by Maya, the material energy. And in the material universes, they take on different kinds of material bodies. Now, some of them take on the bodies of demigods. And then others, you know, they take on the bodies of human beings. Others take on the bodies of plants and animals. Others take on the bodies of demons, demoniac beings. So they're all different categories of beings existing in the Vedic universe. And in Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada constructed the temple of Vedic planetarium to present this view of the cosmos that's being described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he wanted, you know, the books to be there, to which describe all these different kinds of living entities and the planets that they exist on in the Vedic cosmos. But he also wanted it to be demonstrated in a huge planetarium. So he wanted the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. And if you go to Sridhar Mayapur today, you'll see it under construction, and it just dominates the whole place. And why not? Because Srila Prabhupada wanted it. He put a great deal of stress upon it. So when it's completed, you know, people will be able to go in and they'll see displays of all these different planetary systems inhabited by all different types of beings. And beyond the planetary systems within the material universe, they'll be able to see the Vaikuntha planets and Goloka Vrindavan. So that will be built into the structure of the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. And then there will also be a planetarium theater, you know, where people can take a ride through the Vedic universe and break out through the layers of the material universe and see the Vaikuntha planets and Goloka Vrindavan. And there'll also be museum displays to explain all these things. So, but we're seeing it here in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we're Shastra Chakshush. You know, we see through the eyes of Shastra. And as I said in this chapter, we're hearing the prayers of all the different categories of living entities, the different types of demigods and higher beings are all coming to offer their prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, because he had vanquished this big demon who had caused so much trouble to all of them. You know, we see that that is the nature of this world. There are always two kinds of living entities within the material universe. There are those who are asuras and those who are asuras. Those who are trying to awaken their innate mood of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then there are those who are trying to forget it and act selfishly for their own benefit. So periodically, it may happen that those who are in the asura category attain dominance in a particular time and place. That happens. You know, we can see it here. You know, Hiranyakashipu had attained dominance, but Lord Nrisimhadev came and ended his dominance. Pitpratranaya sarunam vinashaya chudushkutam dharma samstarpanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that he comes at different times in his various forms in order to uphold the principles of religion and put down the demoniac forces and protect and establish the devotees, his devotees. So it's a constant drama that's always going on within the material universes. Sometimes the devotees are dominant. There are saintly kings ruling the world, like Maharaj Yudhisthira or Maharaj Parikshit. So many of them are mentioned. But then at other times, it's the demoniac forces who establish dominance. When that happens, Krishna comes to adjust things, as he's doing here. So all these categories of living entities are offering their prayers. And we're learning in the purport, Srila Prabhupada's explaining that originally Hiranyakashipu was an associate of Lord Narayan in one of the Vaikuntha planets. Jai and Vijay were gatekeepers, but because they had this incident involving the four Kumaras where they prevented them from entering into the Vaikuntha planet they were guarding, they were cursed. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that Lord Narayan allowed this curse to take effect by his arrangement. And they took, Jai and Vijay took birth, had to take birth in the material universe, in the material world. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining that the arrangement was they were given the choice of taking three births as demons or seven births as devotees. So in order to get back to Vaikuntha Loka more quickly, they took the three births as demons. So this is their first birth as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, who was killed by Lord Varaha before Nrisimhadeva killed Hiranyakashipu. So this is their first birth. And then during the time of Lord Ram, they will take birth again. They took birth again as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And then during the time of Lord Krishna, 5,000 years ago, they appeared again as Shishupal and Dantavakra, who behaved very offensively towards Lord Krishna and were killed. So they were killed as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. They were killed as Ravana and his brother Kumbhakarna. And they were killed as Shishupal and Dantavakra in Krishna's Leela about 5,000 years ago. And then they made a special encore appearance as Jagai and Madhai in Chaitanya Leela. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Yes, Bhrigupati Prabhu. Well, we are now in the Kali Yuga, Kalayar Doshanadi Rajan. It's an ocean of faults. And in the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are descriptions of what will happen as the Kali Yuga progresses. The leaders of society will become more and more materialistic, more, and they'll be exploiting the people more and more. There will be increasing environmental disturbances. The different plants and animals will gradually become extinct. it's predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam that as the Kali Yuga progresses, you know, people will be reduced to cannibalism and things like that. And then finally, at the very end of the Kali Yuga, there'll be an incarnation of Krishna called, Kalki. And that will happen in 427,000 years, and he'll bring the whole thing to a close. And then another Satya Yuga, or Golden Age, will start. But in the midst of Kali Yuga, there is the Golden Age of Lord Chaitanya, which Srila Prabhupada spoke about. And even though the Kali Yuga is a very dark age and will become increasingly more dark for the 10,000 years of this age of Lord Chaitanya, there's an opportunity for people to become spiritually enlightened. And possibly there could be a spiritual golden age. Srila Prabhupada envisioned that if the members of the Sankirtan movement are sincere and serious and carry out their instructions, there could be, for a period of time, you know, government leaders who are Krishna conscious. There could be whole societies that are Krishna conscious. But at the present moment, and part of Srila Prabhupada's plan for that was this temple of Vedic planetarium, you know, that he wanted constructed in Mayapur, you know, so people would come from all over the world and become imbued with the ideas and the practices of Krishna consciousness. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.